I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. A prisoner exchange may be in the works between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas. A German mediator is shuttling between the two sides. The deal would free Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit in exchange for up to 1,000 Palestinian prisoners. The negotiation is now over a number of conditions for the swap, but if the exchange does take place, it could have a lingering impact, as the world's Aaron Schachter reports.
Gilad Shalit has languished in Gaza for 3.5 years. A group of militants, including Hamas members, tunneled under the Gaza border in June 2006 and grabbed Shalit from an Israeli military base. Two of his colleagues were killed. The militants' goal has always been to trade Shalit for about 1,000 prisoners held in Israeli jails. It seems most of that goal could be realized. Daoud Kutab is a Palestinian analyst based in Jordan.
There is a good way to look at it and a bad way.
Kutab says the impending prisoner swap is good for the families of the hundreds of men and women who might be released from Israeli jails, but that doesn't outweigh the bad message this sends, that violence pays off.
Hamas can claim that because they kidnapped a soldier, they succeeded where, you know, Abu Mazen, the, you know, moderate leader who believes in nonviolence, was not able to. So it sends a very bad message, I think, as to what really produces results in the Middle East.
But ironically, the prisoner swap could be a boon for all involved. Hamas is demanding the release of Fatah organizer Marwan Barghouti. He was a leader of both the first and second Palestinian intifadas. Israel convicted him for murder in 2004, and he's now serving 5 life sentences. Even so, many in Israel consider Barghouti a realist who recognizes a Palestinian state won't be forged from violence. In fact, there's always been talk that Israel imprisoned Barghouti so he could emerge triumphant from jail as a leader.
That was a general assumption, and it still should be.
Yossi Alfer is the Israeli co-editor of bitterlemons.org, an Israeli-Palestinian website focusing on the peace process. He says Barghouti's release could give Israel the Palestinian partner they've long claimed is missing. Then again, Alfer says Barghouti may not be all that much better than any other Palestinian moderate.
His leadership status was built up primarily in jail. And, to what extent he will fulfill the hopes that have been pinned on him since he went to jail and is really a very open question. I doubt very much he's a Nelson Mandela.
But a recent poll gives Barghouti Mandela-like stature. It suggests that if the current Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas stepped aside, Barghouti would be a shoo-in as the next Palestinian president, even if he ran from jail. And that, says longtime friend Ziad Abu Ain, would give Marwan Barghouti a mandate long missing from Palestinian politics to cut a deal with Israel as part of the peace process.
Right now, Marwan believes in the peace process, believes in the full right for the Palestinian people to have a good democratic Palestinian state, you know.
Abu Ain and others are quick to point out that Barghouti has no desire to usurp the Palestinian leadership from the current president. They claim there's absolutely no talk of Barghouti ascending to the top unless and until Mahmoud Abbas steps aside. But still, his release would be a big plus for the Fatah party, of which Barghouti is a member. So a Barghouti release is good for Fatah, good for Israel, but how about Hamas?
I think Hamas do well now.
Issam Najjar is a Palestinian architect.
I'll tell you something. I think they live here day by day. They will never remember yesterday.
People live day by day, except this they will remember.
Except only this, yeah.
Najjar and just about everyone I speak with on the street, including Fatah supporters, say if Hamas succeeds in freeing Marwan Barghouti, the group's popularity will get an immediate bounce and could stay high until Palestinian elections are held, possibly in the spring. A Fatah spokesman was the only person to deny this, saying the memory of Hamas's violent and bloody takeover of the Gaza Strip in 2007 will be what voters remember. But a lot of variables remain, including whether Barghouti is released and whether the antipathy between Hamas and Fatah can be resolved. If not, the possibility of any credible elections is dim. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Ramallah, the West Bank.